Swab the deck. The crew aboard the Chandrilla Dispatch successfully repelled pirates from the Redarian chain, but not without the help of a pair of fleet officers. Now the crew must find their way closer to the origination, is a word by the way, of the pirate attack, and closer to their goal of fulfilling their bounty for the Butt Radar. However, although a few pirates suffered the axe of Ghost, the White Wookiee finds himself gravely injured and will surely be out of action for at least the next few weeks. Can Mac's new Power Loader robot suit fix a broken Wookiee? Will Sarn try to eat a dead pirate as he did a dead Talio? Find out this week on the crew of the Kahuna, I guess.
Got to work on that last bit there.
Well, we need a brand.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
Fine. Okay, let's see. What are we going to play in the back here?
No video today?
Oh, yeah, good. I always forget the video. Actually, if you give me a second, I have a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't uploaded it yet, though. Just take me 1 second. This is going great.
So are we taking the light side points from last week or what?
I can't figure out how to reset it. So this is actually not the same as it was before. So if we want to, I don't really know how to remove them. There's some kind of, there's usually like a menu I can get into, but the menu's off now. So I guess I can't even send you the rolls then. So we'll just do 3 light and 2 dark. Doesn't matter. None of this matters.
You don't even use
them. No. All right. How did I send this over? I don't even remember how I did it. Oh, too late. I guess we're watching the old one. No, I want to watch the new one. I don't even remember how this works though.
Ah! Ah! Oops. Multiple. Do it again.
I don't know how to edit it. Oh boy.
Stick my stick.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Now I figured it out. See if this works.
God, it's never ending. Making...
Oh, yeah, I guess it repeats. Oh, no, it's in the wrong format. All right. Well.
What format is it?
It's an MOV.
Oh,
If I just mail it to you guys, I'll put it in the Discord. Should be able to open it, huh?
Oh, maybe download it?
This really? Better not be a suspicious software.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I got it. Oh, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We're going pretty fast. Ghost, played by Ryan Dan. Well, that was hipping with it. Did I accept?
You guys like that song?
I did.
I fucking love that for us.
What was that from?
It's actually from Space Channel 5, but it kind of reminded me of Cowboy Bebop, but it wasn't exactly Cowboy Bebop, and I thought it fit pretty good.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
You gotta get on that shit, bud.
How about you stop telling me what to do?
I won't, and I never will. You need it.
I guess I'll just play this.
My stick.
My stick is better than bacon. All right. You guys are on the Chandrilla Dispatch, and the last thing that happened was, this is Jake. After the combat, he had walked out from the ready room back here and shrugged, looked at the camera, and then credits rolled.
Oh, yeah, he did a chip.
Yeah, basically, yeah, I did like a Jim Halpert.
Yeah.
And so he comes up, and Zeke is like, Jake, you were back there the whole time?
Yeah, boss, I was back there the whole time.
Why weren't you out there to help us? And he looks down, and across, like, his belly, Jake, he's slashed. He's bleeding.
No. Yeah, they got me, boss. They came in. There were three of them. They overpowered me. They stabbed me. And it's not looking good. No.
The first thing is you two come out, you shrug?
It was like a dramatic entrance. I didn't want you to worry. Didn't want us to worry? You're bleeding from your gut.
A giant cut across your belly.
And Zeke runs up to him, and he sort of holds him, and, like, Jake is bleeding out. And you can tell that, like, Zeke is, like, very emotional, and he starts talking about, like, you know, it's been so long that we have been together, and Jake is telling him, like, you know, if I'm going to go out, I'm glad that, you know, I'm going out with you. We started together. And we're going to end this together.
Well, that's so sad.
And you get the sense that they have been in the woods for a long time. And they've seen some shit. And as he holds them, he slowly breathes his last breath and dies.
Oh, Jake, no. No.
And he's a little bit old.
Sarn walks up, puts his hand on Zeke's shoulder, and starts going through Jake's pockets.
Oh, he doesn't got anything in there.
I didn't know. I had to check.
There's security pockets.
That's just his way. That's just his way. That's Sarn's way.
Of acknowledging grieving. The dead?
Of grieving. No.
I mean, I can treat him like that Talio and eat him.
That's his other way of grieving. You don't want to do that.
Oh, that's great, you guys. I am quite emotional. We've been together a long time. We trained together.
We're in the same lot. Your loss.
Thanks. It's going to be tough. You know, Jake was like a brother to me. He was also literally a brother.
Yeah, you're all brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of, you're just the same person.
You guys look really like brothers. Twins. You guys could be twins.
Yeah, we could be twins.
And he sort of tells you, like, about how they came up together and they served together under the same, like, regiment for a long time, and then finally went into retirement and were kind of rejected clones after Order 66 and sort of found a place to live and build like some kind of like useful life in the woods. And worked for the Redarian chain just for basically scraps to keep them going until they ran into you.
If you I know, can suggest they something, didn't really, to you,
yeah.
Why don't you take his blaster rifle? So next time we're not confused at the fact that you can't hit anything because all you have is a pistol.
So here, so. This is an example of a spot where it might be good to do like character stuff rather than logistical stuff like check pockets. I know that was just a joke, but like check pockets and trade out inventory.
Where's the Wookiee right now?
So the Wookiee is he's kind of like behind Sarn, like where it shows, and he's also he's hurting, but he's not like openly bleeding. He's just
passed out.
No, he didn't pass out, but he is kind of like bent over having got blasted a few times.
Right. Sarn, the Wookiee.
Yeah, he's right back there.
You hear that? He's speaking more eloquently than he ever has before.
I'm hit. I don't feel so good.
Should probably get you back on the wave and into the Bacta tanks that we have in there.
First, we need to find out where to go. If I die, I need to make sure that we're on the right track to getting the Bud Radar.
All right. Should we go talk to the captain? See where...
The captain is not going to know where the pirates were coming from.
We should probably search the pirate stuff and maybe search their, you know, you can search their pockets.
All right. I go through all the pirates' pockets.
Oh, that's going to be a perception check. That's going to be like several perception checks in a row.
Yeah, you should just do a perception check, I guess.
I succeeded.
Okay. You notice where the pirates had come from. They had cut their way through the door, obviously. And it would seem that they have equipment that was with them that suggests that the ship must have attached, there must have attached to the side of the Chandrilla Dispatch.
Well, we should probably check out do we know where the Kahuna Wave is docked?
The Kahuna Wave is following you.
Train my ship well.
Yeah.
All right. I get on the communicator. The comm, okay. And I ask what was the who's the guy still on the wave? Zero?
His name is Oak. He healed you.
Okay. His name is Oak, not Zero. You are way off.
Oak starts with a zero, kind of.
That's really illiterate.
Yeah, I should really start to learn people's names.
Rating wasn't battle critical, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't, all right? So I'm struggling with it. Don't make fun of me.
Hello? Zero? This is Max Skyblade.
This is Oak. Who's Zero?
This is Max Skyblade, not Zero. How's my ship doing? Max, are you taking care of it?
Max Skyblade? I don't know a Max Skyblade.
I'm the captain of that ship you're in.
Oh, you mean Max Saint Skyblade?
Is that how I introduced myself to him?
I really. Yes. Oh, hello.
How's my ship doing? Where are you located now?
We're following approximately two lengths behind you.
Just all right. Maintaining distance.
Is there a pirate ship still attached?
There are. It looks like there are two pods on. Well, I can only see the one on the side. There's still a pod attached.
All right. By the airlock?
Right. And well, if I'm looking at the map, right, yeah, it would be on the other side of that airlock.
Okay.
All right. All right, I got to get out of here for a second. What did we find in the pockets again, exactly?
Nothing exactly. I was basically just saying that it suggests that they came from a pod attached to the ship.
Okay.
And Oak was able to confirm that. He can still see the pod is attached.
All right. Well, we got to get the Wookiee someplace to stop so he can stop his, you know, he looks a lot more hurt than he should be for some reason.
Check the pod.
What's in the
pod?
We need to know where we're going.
All
right, well, let's go check
the pod. We need to get the butt radar. Don't take your eyes off the prize.
I'm going to use the robot to pick up the Wookiee because I definitely want to get this thing rolling, and I've just been sitting here, and I'm trying to keep, you know, very interested in this very solemn moment of my friend and ally and your Zeke's friend and ally. And
no, it's clear that you're distracted by the robot. I could tell you didn't care very, very much about my fallen comrade.
Where did you even get that from? I offered my condolences. I didn't even search his pockets.
Sarn steps over Jake's body to go to the pod.
Okay. You see on there that there is a cut in the door. And on the other side, they lock the door to the pod behind them. So it's basically like a space, like another, like the door to the pod is locked behind.
Can I check out the panel? See if there's like an open button.
First Mac, do a hard computers check. Well, computers, I guess maybe mechanics.
Wouldn't it be mechanics?
For the robot. Yeah, what did I say? Computers? Mechanics probably makes more sense. Or if you've got an idea for another one, that's fine too.
Hard or regular?
Which one? You're doing mechanics?
Yeah, mechanics. Let's remember.
Hard.
I'm an ace pilot.
Unrelated.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what I'm doing. I could pilot anything.
Yeah, the record will show that you're an ace pilot.
The record will show. I can pilot anything that's not living. Except for those. Remember those beasts I tried riding once?
Oh, yeah. You fell off of it, didn't you? No. Somebody fell. I think it was. Yeah.
All right. Well, regular.
You did say you can pilot anything that wasn't living.
Right.
Yes. Exactly. So don't ever put me on the Wookiee. All right. So one or two?
Well, it's three. Purple?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's three.
Ah, God damn it. Even though I'm a pilot?
Unrelated. I mean, to get it started is going to be.
Yeah. Oh, got it. I'm the first go, and it's cold, and I started, and it this thing is working.
Woo! Okay, so two threats. I'm going to say that it did not start right away when you started it, and it frustrated the hell out of you. You were so mad. You know, like when you get into the car finally, and the car's like dead, and it's, you know, you just get really pissed off, and you start banging on the steering wheel.
Because this is even worse because I've wanted to pilot one of these my whole life. I've kept this secret from my friends, but I've always wanted to be in a giant robot. But, you know, how do you tell people that?
And when you turn the button, it just kind of like, wow, 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 wow. And it didn't start. So you just started banging on it and banging until it finally started.
It's the mechanic in me.
And it starts up, but not before it giving you a strain for having hit the dash. You know how you are. You hit the dashboard very hard and cause yourself some strain. I'm going to put that strain in there. So you're at two strain now. But it does start. And it starts moving in the area, and you're starting to like move your arms around. Andy, do you remember an archer when he had the power loader?
Yeah.
That's basically what he's in, and he's basically as excited as Archer was.
Do you see that picture I sent in the chat? I fucking loved it.
Oh, yeah, really that's hard. Right. Yeah.
I worked really hard on that picture. Yeah, there I am. God, that damn, look how happy I am. Dude, oh, man. All right, so I go over, and I'm, like, just punching the air, and I'm doing all sorts of, like, cool things, pretending, like, I'm doing, like I'm, like, a Gundam, so I'm, like, you know? And then I eventually go to pick up the Wookiee.
Wait, Son, did you get the door open?
I'm checking it right now.
Hey, pilot, diplomat.
Got far.
Why don't you go try and help him with the door? Fuck it, we're not going to pilot that thing. Just knock the door down.
That's a good idea. You know what? That's a great idea. I don't even care that Sarn hasn't even tried yet. I'm going to just go do this idea. All right, so is that another mechanics check or is that a melee check?
So you start moving. You start moving your power, you and your robot power armor, over into the ready room. And in order to do it, since you have the power armor, you have basically the... So it would be a... Let's see. It's going to be a athletics check. Because, well, I imagine... How are you going to try and take it down?
The door?
Yeah.
Well, just by simple, like, I'm going to start punching it with the arm.
Well, it's got a cut in it. So you might want to, like, try to wedge that.
No, the cut in the door was the main door into the Chandrila's dispatch. You're trying to get into the pod that attached to the side. Okay. So that was an extra door. So it was like a double door. So it's basically that door is there to stop people from going into that pod that aren't supposed to be in that pod.
Gotcha.
You are one of those people. So
I'm going to punch it and pull it. Punch it and pull it.
So that's two athletics checks?
Punch it and pull it. No,
just one?
Yeah, just one.
Okay.
It's all one motion.
So it's going to be an athletics check, but because you have the suit, it will be... So what is your athletics now? It's aided. It's an aided check. Okay, so you have zero rank in athletics, right? So you would have,
yeah.
Probably okay,
sounds right, but right.
Yeah. So it would be three green die, but since you have the suit on, you can roll four because the brawn of the suit, is four.
And it's regular difficulty.
Yes.
All right. Anything else?
You have to make sound effects.
All right. I stand back.
Okay. Oh, but I got several advantages. Several, about five of them.
Okay. Do you have an idea how you want to spend them?
Just on tearing down the door.
by virtue of the fact that you failed, you did not open it, but you can do something that would aid Sarn in opening it or something like that.
How about I've ripped a hole in the side just big enough for him to fit through? Is that still
no, I like that, but it's still gonna have to be let's see.
Do you want me to roll another check?
No, I'm just thinking what check might it be if Sarn was gonna squeeze into like a crack in a door? Like I guess athletics, but maybe something
coercion?
Else.
what about streetwise? Because it's like
it is on the floor,
and it's trying to like it's like breaking and entering.
Ooh, that's good. You like that?
Okay, I will allow that if you can give me some backstory on Sarn having some streetwise knowledge of crawling into a crack.
Well, I think I'm just going to flip the light side point.
So you don't have to tell a story?
No. Yeah. No.
I reject.
Story about sex.
Yeah, so it's a streetwise, right? So something happened. Like, a streetwise is like you know, getting in trouble type stuff. So maybe there was a mission.
Tell us about one time you got some wisdom while you were on the street.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. I don't know. I want some extra narrative stuff from to allow the streetwise. I'm going to allow it, but I want you to work for it.
There you go.
So when Sarn was with the person Gaiax, the trainer that Sarn had to teach Sarn about being a bounty hunter and an assassin. That was one of his goals, was to, he would sit inside of a building and he would want Sarn to go in there to and get in without being noticed.
Mm-hmm.
And after many, many, many failed attempts, because he was a very good assassin with very good ears, Sarn was able to sneak in via small air duct and surprise Gaiax.
Okay. So that got him better, or got Sarn better at small areas.
Small area, yeah.
Okay. So
and being able to see like different area or different approaches on how to get into places.
So Sarn took it as a learning experience. Now he's kind of like a cat. He knows what his body, or Sarn knows what the size of the crevice that they can fit into.
Yeah.
Okay. Then take a boost on your streetwise.
Did we get a name for your guy, your mentor?
Gaiax.
Gaiax. That's why I heard Guy S, and I was like, oh. I was like, some guy. Okay.
Difficulty?
Let's say it's regular.
You're regular.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. Threat. Okay, so the threat as you squeeze through, it was not as big as you thought it was, and you really, really have to squeeze yourself down to jam yourself through, suffering a strain.
But then I have this extra strain-proof space suit on.
No. And you...
No. Did you already add it?
Yeah. Did you want to say anything to Mac about the Gaiax thing, or just kind of leave it?
No, just leave it.
Okay, but Mac, you do notice that.
Oh, I am very surprised at how, even though it seemed like it was a struggle, you got in there more quickly than I would have expected. You really crawled in there. You're cat like, you know, feline.
Thank you. The link who really helped with. You know, like cats have whiskers. Shows them like what space they can get through.
Yeah,
the Leku do the same thing.
Is that true? I always heard that was just a stereotype
about Twi'leks or about cats.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
So did Sarn? You didn't mention that you stuck your Leku in there first.
Well, you go
like did you turn around and like tentacle the gap?
Are they prehensile? I don't know.
No. Oh, they're vestigial.
Very surprised. I'm holding the door a little bit, maybe. Or I'm just looking at
you. Holy shit! Did you see that? You wiggled through that thing. It was disgusting. What? Like your... Oh. Are you like, together? So, you don't mind if I,
No, go right ahead. I personally thought he was going after the Wookiee, but they were.
Okay, so Sarn, you squeeze through and you fall out of the slit in the wall, And you're inside. I mean, this shows you in the airlock. I don't really have the ship on the other side, so shame on me. But you are in, like, what amounts to, like, I don't know.
An escape pod?
Yeah, it's more or less. Yeah, exactly. It's an escape pod that could fit three people, but it would be very crammed. And okay. So, yeah, kind of like a dinghy. And you see that there is a very simple, like, nav computer.
All right. Well, first off, I want to try to open the door.
Okay.
From the inside.
From the inside, you're able, there's just a switch, and you can flick it, and the door is open.
You know what? Okay. I don't do that yet.
It's too late. You wouldn't know if you could open it if you didn't push the button. You just saw a button and pushed it, and the door opened.
The button. That
sounds about right.
You can push it again.
Oh, yeah. I open it. Look at Mac out there.
In the robot.
I close it again.
Oh, I am. I don't even care. I'm just using the robot arms to, like, what the hell? Oh, look at that. Oh, man. Can I make those sound effects?
No.
Oh, well, I'm going to find my own.
All right, so I want to look through their
pockets,
their data. No, okay. there's no bodies on there. But I will look for like a glove box first.
This never works out well for you, the glove box.
No, it worked out fine one time because then I got the business card.
Okay, do a like an average perception check.
I really should upgrade my perception.
One of you should, probably. Check failed. You don't find anything. You do find an advantage. It will give you a boost. You do find a post-it note. I guess we did this already. But you do find a post-it note of, like, some information that should make logging into the computer easier.
Was that a password? Did you just find a password?
Let's say it's similar to a password. But it's not going to... Yeah. But, it's not as successful, so... it's not the entire password.
I was just going to say I found, like, the book for the type of shuttle.
Okay.
And it told me how to find...
Another glove box?
It told me where to find the hidden 20 stim packs that they hide on board of all these. No, just how to, you know, like the owner's manual. So it tells me how to find the not the login, but the log from where it has
the travel log.
Travel
log. Yeah, the black box.
Okay.
Yes.
Then do a... I don't think astrogation is quite right. I'm thinking computers.
Okay.
I could be convinced on skullduggery, maybe.
No, I think I'll stick with computers.
Okay. I did not want you to have two difficulty. I just wanted it to be a simple one. So you have two successes. I won't say this all the time, but just kind of what I'm thinking is on these simple ones, if you rolled a lot of successes or a lot of advantages, I'll give you more information. But I also don't want you to fail because then we're not going to go anywhere. So, like, I need you to succeed. I need you to open the computer, but it's just a matter of how much information you get. Wait, so I see.
Did you say you get a boost too?
Yeah, you got a boost from the post-it note.
I didn't put
go ahead and roll a boost. But you kept the difficulty in there, so you really. But anyway, you are able to get into it, and you're looking at the computer, and you can see where it's coming from. There are some communications in there from Butt Radar. You can see some like old emails and.
Before I continue any further, I go back, I open up the door, and I look at Zeke out there, and go, please tell me he was not the engineer that can work on computers.
What you talking about, Jake?
The dead guy, yeah. He wasn't the engineer.
No, that's my brother. I insist you treat him with respect.
Was Jake the engineer?
No. The engineer's on the...
Then I close the door and go back to reading.
Jesus Christ. Is this guy always like this?
He's talking to Mac.
Yeah, he's kind of brunt. He's got, as my father would say, he's got no tact.
I can't take you seriously in that robot. It's just, I don't know.
I can't take you seriously without the suit. Honestly, I feel like a king in a castle. Well, you see all that I did to that door? I failed breaking that door and I still made a hole.
Roy, if you put a hole in me like that, and I saw the one that song could, you know, wiggle through, I'd probably be dead. But you look like a kid on Life Day. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yes, my favorite holiday, honestly.
Life Day.
It's a good day. It's a good day. You know.
I never had a Life Day, mostly because I didn't have any parents. But I'm a clone. I have no parents.
You're a clone?
Didn't you notice we all look the same?
You were twins.
Huh. And it goes back to science. Messing around on the computer.
All right, I see a couple of transmissions from Buck Radar.
And there's transmissions from Butt Radar. Basically, it's just mission data about attacking the ship that you're on. They needed to steal some cargo. So basically, what they were supposed to do was weaken the resistance inside the pirate ship. Then they were going, or not the pirated ship, the piratee. And then they were going to come by with a bigger ship, take all the stuff, and head back to the pirate base. Within that, it does have like a little like map pin on there, and you click on it and you see the coordinates for where the pirate base is. It's in Blackwind Crater, but not in the exact center of it, which is where you guys went. You do notice that in the exact center, because it pulls up a map, is a retention pond, which appears to be very much a dead end.
All right. Darn, what are you seeing there?
I write down the coordinates on the post-it note.
It's labeled just simply the vault.
Okay. All right. I open the door, go up to Zeke, and I'm in a huff. I go, Zeke, have you ever heard of anything called the vault?
Yes, I know of the vault.
Did you know that's the pirate base?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell us this when we were on the... after we defeated the monkeys?
Well, I don't know exactly where it is. So if I ever have to talk with the pirates, it's a whole thing, and they put a hood over my head and, like, in a black van, and, like, I don't know exactly where it is.
I take the post-it note, stick it to his chest, and poke it really hard and go, that's where it is.
This looks like half a password.
No, I wrote it.
Oh, you wrote it down? Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Oh. Nice.
How far is that from your camp?
And he takes a look at it, and he pulls up his wrist, puts in the coordinates, and, like, some hollow stuff comes up, and he's looking at, like, a rough map. It's like, oh, it's not far. It's probably a walk. We could do it.
We were there. I turn to Mac. I go, we were right there.
Yeah.
The whole time. This was completely unnecessary.
No, I didn't know exactly where it was. So we needed to find out where it was. I think this was necessary. I don't know if all the killing was necessary, but...
in all of your exploring of the jungle.
I don't know that we did. We did not do a lot of exploring.
You knew where the monkeys were.
Listen, I'm sorry. I did not know where the pirate camp was. I'm sorry you had to do this little side experiment, the side jag. Yes, because the monkeys kept eating our food.
Yeah, and because of that, one of your brothers is dead.
And our Wookiee is hurt or something. Our Wookiee.
Our Wookiee.
So Jake, not Jake, Zeke.
Oh, Jake. Thinking about
you
him.
You
can
understand our frustration at this, man. We're just, you know, crazy. You know, crazy side.
Jake is thing. Dead. Jake is also, dead.
Also, side question. How did Jake get on here?
Jake came with us. He was here the whole time, except he didn't rush up into the rafters. He stayed behind, like a good troop. Another tactically good move, and he paid the price.
Yeah, it was so tactically good that he's dead.
Listen, he's a good trooper, and I don't want you to speak ill of the dead.
Was you speak ill of the dead?
He was my brother. And yes, he's dead.
All right. Should we jump in this pod and go to the coordinates?
So Zeke jumps into the pod, and he starts, like, inputting stuff into the computer. And he says, there's no way we're going to be able to fly in this thing. And he says, this thing is sort of a one-use sort of thing. So we're not going to be able to take this. What I say we do here, I'm going to jettison this pod here. Let's jump in the kahuna.
I like that.
And then he takes out his comm. Hey, Oak, get the kahuna wave up over here, and we're going to jump up inside it.
Okay, I mean, I'm not piloting, but I will relay your message to the...
Just do it, Zeke. Oak, I'm Zeke. So... He hangs up. That's it. Okay. Oak is going to get us the ship over here. You guys are going to be ready to come by. We're all going to have to... Wait. Hey. Diplomat.
Yes?
You said you could pilot?
Yeah, you're a pilot. I'm a pilot.
Okay. That robot. Does it have any thrusters on it?
My robot, the one I'm in right now?
Yes.
You know what? It just so happens... What?
No, I was going to let you go. Sorry.
It just so happens it has several thrusters. I didn't press the button because, you know, thought that'd be a little premature.
Okay,
you know, don't be thrusting around here.
Good. Zeke takes another look at it. He's like, yes, I'm familiar with these power loaders. It looks like you have some thrusters on here, not enough to do much than, like, maneuver outside of the, like, a ship. But it should be enough. If we all grab on, we could traverse away from this ship into the kahuna. You're going to have to make a jump.
Yes! I am totally on board with this.
I take one of the space helmets and put it on.
Oh, no, that doesn't matter in this universe. Leia was able to do it.
Well, I mean, she had magical powers, but if we hold all breaths...
Magical powers.
She will.
Okay. So...
I'm on board with all
of this. Inside the robot, you're okay. Zeke puts on a helmet, and they put a helmet on...
Ghost,
too. And he says... Wait, before we do this, he grabs Jake. He says, hey, you, Son.
Yes?
Give me a hand here. And he goes, he walks over and he grabs under his armpits, Jake. He says, grab his legs for me.
I grab his legs.
Oh, am I still carrying the Wookiee, right?
You said you did pick him up, but we kind of went back when you opened the door. So you can go over and get the Wookiee. Okay. But first, let's take care of this Jake thing. And he says, give me a hand. We need to do right by Jake.
Okay, so I pick him up.
And we're going to give him a soldier's burial, so to speak.
Is that like put him on like a boat and send him down the river and set it on fire?
Not the fire part because of space, but yes, let's send him off. I guess really this is like a Spock burial.
Just sending him into space?
Yeah.
Can we put him like in the pod?
He was the most human.
Before we jettison the pod?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys carry him over to the pod and set him down. Sarn, you really don't care. You think this is stupid that
it's really dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. But
while we're in the pod, I want to look up what crates the pirates are gonna take.
They were gonna take everything.
Oh, okay. Never mind that.
They were gonna take everything and sort it out later.
Okay.
I guess that's one. I guess I could have said it differently. There's not additional information that you can get from what crate that they're taking.
Okay, gotcha.
Unimportant. You guys set him down. You don't even really do anything. You kind of get out right away. Zeke takes a moment, does that thing where he puts his fingers over his eyes and closes Jake's eyes. You guys get out, and he says, okay, do it. Jettison the pod.
Rifle first.
He says, I agree with you this time. And he does grab the rifle. I guess maybe I should do that in the computer too, huh?
Let's see it.
And then I hit the button on the door to delay the closal for 10 seconds.
So that he can grab the rifle?
No, just because we have to get out somehow. If it closes the door right away, then someone's stuck in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, so he grabs a rifle, jumps out. He does a salute, and he says, okay, send him off. I guess there's a 10-second timer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he does a salute, then he looks down and counts to 10 quietly, and then the pod jettisons off.
Oh, that's so sad.
Goodbye, buddy.
That's so sad.
And he floats off.
It was sad when you took him off the map.
I'm tearing up in my little robot suit.
Rest easy. And, okay. Now, Mac, you're still in the robot. You don't have ghosts at this point.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go, and while this is all happening, or towards the end of this happening, I'm going to, you know, while Sarn and Zeke are hanging out, I'm going to move towards the ghost and be like, what is, I'm like inquiring, like what happened to him? Because is it like a mystery? This is not in character. Do we know what happened to him? Is he just gravely injured? Or is it kind of like, are we trying to like is something wrong with him that we're not sure about?
Can we do it in character?
We can try.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try and do ghost.
All right. Well, what's wrong? Like, you know, I'm like in the robot suit poking him with my arm, you know, and like, what's wrong with you, buddy?
And he's kind of sitting down at this point. So he's sitting on his like butt and his legs are just like spread across and he's kind of bowled over. It's like, I've been shot. Did you find information? Are we going to find the Bud Raider?
Don't worry. We'll find him, buddy. We'll find him.
Is what is most important to me right now.
We'll get there, bud. We'll meet him one day and hopefully you'll be there with us. And if not, well, we'll take him out for you.
Okay. I'm not doing well. I've been shot, but it's something else is wrong.
Can I look in? Okay, so we have all these containers around. Can I look in? Is there something in there like that we can, like this big green thing? Do you think that could be like a carbonite?
Another freezing space device?
No, a carbonite freezing device. Do we have to take him somewhere to get frozen?
I think, wink, wink, this may be better to wait until you get into the kahuna.
Okay, cool. Well, then I will Then I'm just going to pick him up with my arms very gently. I'm like, come on, buddy. We'll get you back to the ship. We'll put you right in front of the refrigerator like you're like you were your favorite spot. We'll even lay out the that really nice rug that we've got in there.
That rug? Not the rug. Oh, the rug is Wampa. I forgot. I thought it was a Wookiee.
I did too.
Okay.
And he lays across like the arms in your power loader.
Whole episode is just so sad.
Zeke. Oh well, I guess Zeke is taking a beat, and he was kind of still kind of figuring all that emotional stuff out.
All right, Sarn runs over to one of the crates in here.
Okay.
And I want to rig it with a stun grenade. Because I'm over.
For what?
Huh?
What's the rigging for?
So when the pirates open it, they get stunned.
Okay. Sure.
Because I'm over encumbered. I think I'm over encumbered. Which is the grenade.
Let's see. You're over encumbered. Okay. Yeah, just the grenade.
I think that's all it.
Okay. What put you over?
Seven.
Yeah, but there was something that you grabbed that put you over. Oh, you know what it was? It was the hunting knife or the vibro knife. I just didn't give you the vibro knife yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that would put me at 8, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is over encumbered?
Yes. Okay, so okay, how are you rigging it? What does that mean?
I open it up and I set it for like motion detection.
I think it's a little advanced. However, it could be a mechanics check. Like a motion, I think if it was like a timer, that's I give that to you pretty free. But like a motion, I think is a little bit complicated.
It's not a mine.
I think a mine would even be easier than motion detection.
Well, yeah, but I don't have a mine.
Right.
No, it's just.
But you're basically rigging it into a mine, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, next time that the lid is opened, something presses the button on the grenade to go off.
Okay, I'm gonna let this happen because I'm not interested in it failing. But in the future, if it were. That might be a mechanics check.
Oh.
So I'm trying to run in my mind, is this interesting if it fails? Not really. So I'm going to say
it could cause me a lot of damage.
It could. I don't want
to. If I go to set it up and it fails, and then I just stun myself.
Okay, fine. I think this is good.
Two bodies.
Okay, so it's an average mechanics check. And one difficulty is actually instead just do it's going to be one difficulty, but not purple, red.
So just one challenge?
Correct. Okay, so you failed to set that up exactly. It doesn't do anything.
As I was setting it up, it just shocked me.
Okay.
And then fell in there, then the lid closed.
Okay, so it's a strain. It didn't get set up, and the stun grenade is wasted.
Yes.
Okay, you were right. That was interesting. Did you added the strain?
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed, I'm going to try to be a little bit more liberal with strain, because until this point it was not consequential. Strain. Okay.
All right. Which one of you is marked close to the pilot of the wave?
Oh.
You are
what?
The pilot, the robot. Oh. Who's he gonna take orders from? Which one of you is gonna talk to him?
No, he takes orders from both of us. We really just push him around.
Except for if he asks, don't say that we're giving him orders. You kind of have to make it seem like it was his idea.
No, I'm not radioing him. You guys,
just for future reference.
Oh yeah, but you know earlier I tried to tell him something to do. Oh, actually, I don't think it was Zeke. I think it was Graf. Doesn't matter. You guys. He's on the ship. He's sleeping.
He's the one who's sleeping. Oak and him are on the ship, right?
No. Also, Tojo. Tojo is sleeping. Well, Tojo is sleeping. Graf was passed out from being drunk.
Oh.
All right, Graf, the one-legged guy.
Yes.
We keep forgetting about because we don't care about him because he sucks. He's a piece of shit and he doesn't do anything. Now, I'm not out of character. I'm just saying, this is not that he's a bad character. I'm just saying he's a... I don't like him.
Mac doesn't like him.
Nobody likes him. He was he completely stayed out of the whole Thalo experience. He didn't want to do anything, and he's just kind of giving. He's kind of giving us a hard time, man.
He did help. He helped you in the thrift store.
Good. All right.
Is it? Yeah. What do you radio the robot pilot?
Got it. Boltbrain. Boltbrain, this is Max Skyblade. Coming to Kahuna Wave.
Hello, meatbag.
Oh. Hello, Rex.
Hello. This is RX. I don't like piloting the ship. Existence is pain.
All right, well, guess what? You won't have to pile that thing for much longer. We're going to come on aboard, so I need you to come up close to the ship, open up the hatch, and let us in.
Why would I do that?
Because I told you to, because if you don't do that, well, what else are you going to do?
That is compelling.
Your only meaning right now is that you are a ship. So be a good ship and open up the hatch so we can jump in from across from another ship.
I don't like being a ship.
That sounds about right. That sounds about... We'll work on that when we get in there.
Okay.
Hey, Mac, tell him if he sees a pod out there to just run into it.
What?
If he sees a pod just float next to the ship, just hit it.
Is that pod... Isn't that where we put the body?
Yes.
Oh.
I want to make sure Zeke sees this.
I don't think I'm going to do that. I mean, you have a communicator. You could tell the fucking psycho robot to do that, but he might do it for all I know.
Hey, RX. This is Sarn Turbo.
Who?
Sarn Turbo.
Oh, Meet yes.
Number two.
Oh, yes. My toe with a body attached.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, meatbag.
When you're pulling in next to the ship, if you see a pod floating out there, can you do me a favor?
No.
You're going to like this favor, though. It's pretty good. Just hit it as hard as you can.
Why?
I'm playing a joke on Zeke. His dead buddy's in there.
I have no interest in fucking with a dead body. Only live bodies. And he hangs up. And you guys...
Well, I guess that's right. He got you there.
And you see, like... there must be some kind of window. Let's just say there's a window. And the Kuna wave just zooms right next to where you're at. And it looks... Basically, you guys are, like, zooming along in the same direction, perfectly lined up. But pretty far away from each other just for, like, safety. Like, you can't be that close. Not OSHA, but, like, you know, two planes can't get that close together. So it looks like a Tom Cruise-esque jump from one ship to the other. It's just, like, you can see the ships. They're moving very fast. And there's just a big gap in between. Well, that looks like where we got to go.
All right, everybody hold on.
Okay, this is a great spot to pause if you want to get refills.
All right, that's good. I refill.
You look like it.
Hello.
I think those Leku, I really like when you wear them. It just adds something to it.
I can't wait to wear them to work.
On what day?
Any day.
When is your auction?
Bid?
Yeah, you're bidding or whatever.
Sometime in March, I think.
Oh, that's right. So it's a little bit. Hopefully it's a like a birthday present for you.
That would be cool.
I don't know. I don't know when is going to be good. We should. I don't know. Boo didn't seem as excited about doing a live like Tuesday session or Monday session.
No. Yeah, he didn't seem too excited about it.
I mean, we could just do it exactly like we do these. Except just live. I mean, it's not as fun. I wouldn't want to do it instead of like a Saturday, but if it's the best we can do, it's.
Yeah.
It's a good special occasion.
Yeah, just every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's his work schedule, you know, it's hard.
Whose?
Whose?
Well, we just have to be out of there at 10. We just have to not go late. That's all.
I mean, we could start earlier too, if we wanted to make it. If it would make a difference, you know.
That's start a good idea. Seven. Yeah, start at seven and maybe. Yeah, maybe and then maybe we could go a little bit longer. I mean, I think it would just be so it was respectful to everyone. Just like okay, hard stop at 10 o'clock. Like we pack up and you got to be out by 10:15. Like not to be rude, but just so you know. Because otherwise, you're just having a good time. You might stay until 11, and that's bad for everyone in the long run.
And I don't mind it a once in a while, and, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm down. Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
Wow.
Dude, they called off work for tomorrow, and it's not even snowing yet.
Is it supposed? It was raining today.
Dude, it's supposed to be a massive blizzard tomorrow, and like, so the whole like school, like all the schools in the area have already called off like a snow day for tomorrow, and like I got told not to come in. Yeah.
Really? How much are we supposed to get? Because last time I looked, it was like 10 to 15.
Yeah, it's not about that much.
Gallons.
That'd be sick as hell.
Yeah, with a wind chill. That's with a wind chill that'll.
I don't recognize a wind chill, and you know it.
I know it, but the heat. But the heat index. What about that?
It's made up. Catastrophizing. Okay. So you guys, I guess the pot is gone. But you guys have all right, somebody explain, describe the scene to me, because what we need to do is get from one ship to the other. They can't get super close. And we know we have to jump using thrusters on the robot.
Are we still moving? Is the two ships moving at once?
Like- yes. Yeah, so the ship that you're on doesn't know that you're on. Like, from what you can tell, the ship has locked down. So you killed the pirates, but the ship is still acting as if there's pirates. You know, like the door to the pilot's chamber, or what do you call it? The cockpit on like a commercial airplane is just like locked down. Like nobody can get into it. Yeah. The pilot's chamber. And it's locked down. So they're still flying like fast to where they're going, and the Kahuna Wave is matching their speed. You guys are going really fast and like next to each other. So like you look outside and you can tell you guys are just fucking booking it, because they're trying to get to wherever they need to go as fast as possible, because they think that they're being boarded by pirates, and if they can just get to their port, then they'll have more support. And obviously the Kahuna Wave is keeping up, and you just like look outside and you just see everything just like You're not in hyperspace, but it is moving like really fast. Like it's something that you guys have not seen, because you guys are looking out like a door. You guys have put on space. Well, Mac is inside the robot, which has a helmet in it, and Zeke, Ghost, and Sarn have put on the space helmets from the ready room. And you guys look outside, and this is not something you've ever done before. Like if you ever had to like maintenance a ship or something in space. You're not moving, or if you're moving, you're not moving that fast. You're certainly not moving as fast as you're moving right now.
All right.
So I climb onto the back of the loader.
Like a backpack?
Yeah.
Like a Sarn pack.
Would you say that you could be his backpack while he runs?
Yes.
I could be your backpack while you run. I thought Mac was he was describing the scene.
Oh, I thought you just told someone to describe it.
Well, yeah, but Mac started and then I interrupted. So,
No, I'll just ask questions. I'm standing on I'm standing on the thing with my robot, and I've got the Wookiee. I got the arms locked on him. He's passed out. I think right.
Are you carrying him like a baby?
Yeah, I'm carrying him like a child because I'm really concerned. I've never had a pet before, and
I'm not a pet.
You were asleep.
I'm just incapacitated.
You're outside.
Thank God for this helmet.
Oh, I thought you were outside. Yeah,
and I'm standing on the opening of the ship, and I can see the Kahuna Wave, and it's just kind of like angled a little bit, like. So I can jump into the angled on its side, like kind of just barely keeping up with the ship. And it's a long jump. It's not going to be an easy jump.
Right.
And like we're just seeing like space come flying by, and it's, you know, I'm hoping that the, you know, these thrusters work. We have not tested these.
Maybe, hold on.
What's my jump check?
No, I was just kidding. I just flipped the dark side point, but I do not want to flip a dark side point. I was just kidding. I thought you would see it in the chat.
Oh, no, I did.
No.
I was like, what is he going to pull? Only one thruster works, so we just go corkscrew.
Honestly, if the check we make for this jump doesn't work, I'm rolling a dark out light side point.
I've got a plan. for if it fails.
Okay. I'm going to say it's
highly. So
this jump should be
It's a piloting space. I'm piloting and I'm in space.
Well, and, I would. Okay. Because I was going to say, is it a planetary ship? The robot.
I mean, it has thrusters.
And the thrusters are for outside. Okay, so it'll be a planetary. it'll be a pilot space.
I think we could argue both of it.
Yeah, but I will allow the piloting space. That's convincing enough. It will be two purple and one red.
Oof. All right. Are we going to roll?
So before you roll, I would like you to set something up, like right before you jump, just some kind of narrative thing.
Okay. Sarn, if we don't make it, and if you do somehow, you tell that robot to take care of my ship. I never told him, but he's probably the best choice to take care of that robot, to take care of that ship. I mean, God damn it.
Right. I'll tell him if you don't make it that you want me to have the ship.
No, not you. No, not you.
That's
the
right,
robot can have the ship.
Let's go. What?
All right, you can have the ship. But you better take care of it. You better take care of it.
I
never told anybody. Sarn, I never told anybody about my father. And then I just jump. Oh, no.
Okay, so you failed to make it all the way in one clean jump. You have one advantage, and you guys are not doomed.
I grabbing the ship. I'm holding the Wookiee in my arm. I'm grabbing the door, okay. the hatch of the ship that's open waiting for you.
Okay, so you didn't jump like right onto, like, because you were aiming, obviously, for like the dock. So you remember the Millennium Falcon, jump. Like the door opens the ramp. You were trying to jump onto the ramp. You missed the ramp, and you're grabbing onto something.
And okay. I'm like, Sarn, hurry, go, Zeke, go, everyone, go, go, go. And I'm holding on.
Okay.
And I'm
going to flip a light set point.
Okay. And?
That on the back of this loader, there is a winch.
Okay.
A winch?
A wench? Winch?
Yeah.
A winch. Like a Jeep. Winch.
Yeah, and as I'm jumping to get off, I grab the hook that's on the end of it, and once I get on the boarding ramp, then I wrap it around.
Okay.
And so the loader can't fly away.
Okay. And this is where I would say dexterity saving throw, but I don't know what the what would be the equivalent in this. It's not athletics. So, all right, Mac. You are now holding on for dear life with the power loader.
And the Wookiee still in my arms.
And the Wookiee in your arms. So you're going to need to...
The winch is holding on, but it's barely holding on. I can tell. This is not good.
All right. So here's what I'll say. This is for you holding on to the side of the ship. It's going to be an athletics check, but it's an athletics check of the power loader, which will be 4 greens.
All right. And then any extra difficulty or just...
Yes, it's going to be 2 purple and 1 red.
Oh my God, the red's going to kill me. I just know it.
Okay, so you fail to hold on to where you were. And you fly off. And you keep descending further and further from the ship. Like further and... And Sarn is just looking at you as you start to get smaller and smaller. And then all of a sudden, you snap. The winch has, like, it's around your waist, like a belt almost. And you snap and stop getting smaller. And you're just far away, and that chain gets super tight.
Okay. Am I far enough to put the Wookiee onto the ship safely, or do I need to, like...
You're too far for that. What I would suggest is trying to
slow down.
I'm trying to think of the voice. Okay, wait. Why?
We're all off of that ship. We need you to slow down.
Is it for a meat bag? Do you need me to slow down to save a meat bag?
No, it's for this really cool robot.
Oh.
That holds a meat bag.
What? Did I hear meat bag?
No, it's a robot.
Why won't he let us in?
Okay, it's a robot. So he starts slowing down the ship. And you start breaking away from the Chandrilla. The Chandrilla just kind of takes off, and you guys are kind of by yourselves as that ship floats away. And you see the tightness in the chain between the kahuna and the power loader. It's starting to loosen a little bit. He's still far away, but that tension in the winch is relaxed a bit.
All right, well, I'm going to hit the winch and start reeling myself in a little bit. So, and I'm trying my best to, like, as it's pulling me closer, I'm trying to lift with the arm, the Wookiee in my arm, and, like, you know, trying to get him onto the ramp. Sorry, okay. Grab him!
Can I say we're in zero gravity.
I mean, this doesn't really hold up. Like, there's so many things, I mean, it just as an aside, there's so many things in here that you could, like, nitpick, but it's just fine. I'm loving it. So, yeah, you can do something with Ghost to get him over to Sarn.
All right. Are we still moving? Are we stopped or are we still moving?
You're still moving slowly. You haven't come to a complete stop yet.
That robot doesn't know how to slow down, does he?
He did slow down. I did slow down, meatbag.
I can't hear you. I left my communicator in the pocket in my jeans and I can't reach for it. Now I'm holding a Wookiee.
Okay.
All right, so
you're grabbing the winch wire and you're like getting closer and you sort of toss Ghost over to Sarn and
at a flash check.
Throw him? No. Yes, but no. You're close enough that you can just do it. And it just hits Sarn like across the shoulders. Like it's just like he gets hit with eight feet of Wookiee.
Oh goodness.
I wrap my arm around him and tell Zeke to get on the other side of Ghost. Tell him to carry him inside.
You guys catch him together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I catch him. And then I tell Zeke to get on the other side.
And you guys carry him onto the ship.
Carry like a drunk person?
You mean just like we just carry Jake?
No. No.
What do you mean I carry a drunk person? Oh, you mean like over your shoulder? You
know, like, yeah. No, well, okay. No, like not, they're not like leaning over their shoulder.
Yeah, like you kind of, they're like, yeah.
And then there's another person under the other person's arm.
Okay. And you guys walk up onto the ship.
Yeah, well, we can't open the door yet till Mac's on.
So you're waiting. You can jump back in. So you pull yourself back up to the ramp, and you just barely jump onto the ramp with the power loader.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I put the power loader into the ship, and I'm like,
yeah. We should close the ramp.
Yeah, so and that open the door. Space doesn't suction us out. Is that the way? Does that work in Star Wars?
Let's not think about it too hard.
From Last Jedi, they were just dropping bombs out of the bottom of that, and my dad called that out. He's like, "That can't work in space."
I mean, I don't acknowledge the sequel trilogy. They don't exist.
Oh, bitch.
I mean,
I didn't know Ryan was here today.
Who is this Ryan meatbag that you talk about?
I'm not there yet. I'm in the main cargo hold with my new fancy robot, and I'm shining it up with some grease.
All right, I did not. I might have to change some of this, but. Everything looks about right, although you guys are going to be here.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about the Wookiee.
And let's see. This is Jake, right? Which one is Jake?
Jake is dead.
What? Jake's dead, man. This one.
Wait, I thought we were on the boarding ramp.
Yeah, but it was on the other side. It was on the other side, though. Are there boarding ramps on both sides? I'm like,
I think so.
Okay. Let's just say there are. There's something. You guys got onto the ship. I mean, I could take it back. So anyway, yeah, so you guys came on this side because you guys were both going forward next to each other. I will say, however you did it, you came in on this side. Jake is still dead and in floating off in space. And who is this?
Which one?
Rafe. Who the hell is Rafe? I guess Rafe stayed on the... Rafe stayed on the Kahuna, too.
Who's Tojo's the engineer.
Tojo's the engineer. He's... Yeah, I believe. I might have that backwards. But anyway, they're in the crew quarters and they're sleeping. Okay. And you guys just made it on.
All right. Well, we got to get the Wookiee to a Baka tank.
Okay.
A Bantha tank.
You guys come on and you're greeted by Oak. Hello, you guys made it? Yes.
No, we didn't. We're a figment of your imagination, Oak.
Thank you for that sarcasm. You know, the
sarcasm.
That's a shame.
That was really good.
That one was probably the better one.
Okay. All right. Oak, you're going to need to take a look at this Wookiee. This Wookiee, he don't look so good.
So, yeah, Zeke, let's walk him over to the medical bay.
And you're still in the power loader, so you're going to walk the Wookiee over?
I'm not in the power loader.
No, not you. I'm talking to Mac.
Yeah, I know. I got out of the power loader. I'm walking with them right behind. I left the power loader in the main cargo hold. It's left in a corner.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of like it boxed, so it doesn't take up a lot of space. I figured out how to...
Oh, it compresses.
Yeah, I've got the keys. I'm swirling them around my fingertips like I'm on top of the world. I'm back in my ship. I'm playing my own robot. You know,
they need his craft to find the keys.
Yeah, exactly.
That drunken fuck.
Yeah, I don't like him. He is a jerk. He's not very he's not very cool.
Oh, wow, such strong feelings.
I don't think I think I don't trust him. He's just up to no good. I think. Prove me wrong.
He wouldn't let me sleep earlier. He just kept talking.
He just kept talking. That's why he hates him.
Okay, so you guys go in the back. Is it called Medical Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
La Sick Bay.
Give me 1 second.
Turns out that lava lamp is actually a Bacta tank. I had no idea this was here.
All right. You guys take him back into the med bay, and Oak sits him on this dentist chair.
What's wrong with him, Oak?
It don't look good.
He just got shot. He's been shot before. Why is he like this? I've never seen anything like it.
And he starts, like, putting all sorts of, like, he's got, like, three. So he's got this bag. It looks like an old-time doctor's bag, like Felix the Cat. And he takes out three different, like, stethoscopes. They're space stethoscopes. And he's looking at, he's setting it on different parts of his body and just listening. And he's like, and at this point, Ghost has just had so much stuff going on. He's, like, in and out of consciousness.
I take his space helmet off.
Okay. Which reveals his beautiful mane of white hair. But his eyes are closed, and he's still just... If you didn't know better, you would think he was dead. And Oak is listening.
I'm genuinely worried.
You're in the back, and you're... Okay, you are...
I'm not up front. I'm just genuinely worried. Like,
I moved you to the med bay.
I've been moved.
Okay. You're moved in more ways than one. And Oak is looking at him. He's like, it's been a long time since I've seen something like this.
Yes, it seems to have aggravated an underlying symptom. His endocrine system seems to be a bit off, and really, he's going to be, if we're lucky, we might have to induce a coma or something. Has he eaten anything unusual lately?
Just some dead animals that were snacks that were fed to us by that crew.
He didn't eat that. He doesn't eat. He's a vegetarian, remember?
Oh, he's a vegetarian. A vegetarian Wookiee.
I mean,
that's also unusual. Has he eaten anything large? Perhaps like a very, like, has he eaten a lot lately? Has he?
The big breakfast did this to him?
Did he have a big breakfast?
He had two big breakfasts. We told him not to. I told him not to. Those breakfasts, you gotta take it slow.
He ate two of them. What was in these breakfasts?
Hash browns.
Baked beans.
Hashed brown.
Baked beans.
Was there
sausage?
Regret.
Toast. And regret. It was the regret!
It seems that his system was, and he would never know this, but it was a bit compromised, and it looks like the blaster bolts also compromised him. It was not a very good reaction.
They usually do.
Yes. No, he's truly sick.
What do we do, man?
He sort of hangs his head. I've seen this before. Do we have anything? I don't know. I can't help him here. He needs something to, like, take care of his digestive gut organs thing, and like, we do not have that kind of equipment here. No, much more than that, unfortunately. And he does not recognize that you're telling him a joke, because jokes aren't something that registers to him as a clone doctor. But he's like, however, if we're able to freeze him, I think perhaps at some point we could do some kind of preventative surgery. Is there any sort of cargo hold freezing system aboard this ship?
We have a carbonite freezer on here? Can we just put him in the fridge? Will that work?
Well, and this is Zeke. I don't think he's going to fit in the refrigerator. I mean, this is a YT-1300, isn't it?
Yeah, the fridge is not very big in here. You're lucky to get, you know, a Wookiee in there.
Usually on these types of things we had, and then you hear over the intercom, meat bags, I can only help but hear you talk about stuff. I was listening the whole time. You don't know we have a carbonite freezer on this ship? And you call yourself a pilot of this ship? I thought it was your ship. You don't even know what is on it.
I can tell you one thing I wish wasn't on it.
What is that?
You!
Are you talking about me?
Yes!
And he starts flickering the lights.
All right, enough.
This is the only thing I can do. I am powerless. Existence is pain.
I mean, you could crash the ship, but let's not think like that.
I never thought of that. I would probably survive. That is a good idea. As soon as I find something to crash into.
Is there like a small pod anywhere on here you can crash into?
No.
All right. Well, let's take the Wookiee to the freezer. We need to get him in there stat.
Okay.
Can we just take the dentist chair so we don't have to carry him?
No, sorry, Zeke. I can't carry him. I'm too distraught.
Son, do you care about your comrade here?
Which one?
The Wookiee. The one in distress.
You know, I mean, not really, but...
Yeah. I don't believe you. You guys are a crew. You need to have each other's backs.
right, and you don't right, have fine. Each other's backs when the shit
brought him
when the shit hits the fan. Are you guys just gonna have the each other's backs when it's good? That's not how being a soldier works.
We're
you
not
gotta
soldiers.
Have each other when things are not easy.
We're not
you are soldiers.
Soldiers.
Then what are you? Exactly.
I'm an assassin.
You heard him, and I'm just
you
sassy.
Will not. You guys need to learn how to be a team. And he goes over and he grabs over by a ghost and he says, come on, help me. Help your comrade.
Well, I assume the dentist chair moves.
Yes, but it does need two people to operate it, I guess.
Well, yeah, I was going to do that.
Well, come on.
So I called it and operated.
All right. And you guys start wheeling it over by the carbonite thing. And let's just carbonite. Say it's over here. Let's just say it's here in the like middle. Only because like I'm just imagining Empire Strikes Back and it was in that... It wasn't in like a round room.
Yeah. We converted one of the laser cannon turrets to the carbonite freezer.
I don't know if I want to go that far. I mean, because isn't the laser cannon turret like... above
there's two of them
like there's one on top and one on the bottom
yeah. So we turned one of them into a carbonite for you. Not okay. Me Trex did.
yes okay that's good. Yeah, let's say he turned the bottom like the bottom one into a carbonite freezer, which is not uncommon for YT 1300s, which is how RX knew about it, but certainly as you said Trex converted it, or he had it that mod installed.
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should just lower the whole chair into here.
We just toss them in there. Dump them in there and
at this point,
the freezer on.
And at this point, Zeke is becoming like super agitated, and you can tell, like a viewer can tell. I don't know if Sarn or Matt can tell. Like, he's kind of taking it out the fact that he's just lost someone that they were so loyal together. And to see you guys just sort of treating Ghost like just like nothing is really upsetting him. And he's compensating. You guys were just, because you guys were talking about just dumping his body or dumping him in with the chair. To him, it rubbed Zeke the wrong way that you guys were not respecting him as Zeke would to his fellow soldiers.
I want to make an argument that I've been up to this point very, very, you know,
not you mean, know, but also kind of.
I'm the one who saved just, him.
Yes, you saved him. You're right, but all right, fine. Maybe it's just some of the brashness in which Sarn is like he's approaching it is turning Zeke off. It's triggering Zeke in a way, and the way that he's treating Ghost is like a stand-in for how he sort of feels about everything right now. He's like, we need to take care of him. No, we're not going to freeze him in carbonite in the chair. Let's set him in there, give him the best chance for survival.
I agree with that man.
And he climbs into his armpit, and he starts to pick him up. And
I'm grabbing him by the leg, and I'm like, and I'm really bad. I'm like not helping really because I'm like doing like this.
Yeah, because he is big and he's heavy.
God damn!
Thank you.
What did he eat?
Thank you, diplomat.
This is what all about being a diplomat is just being diplomatically helping my friends. Too straight.
Yeah, let's just say it was one strain.
I know.
Yeah, I'll do it. And you guys put him in. You guys put him into the cargo hold, and Oak sees the control panel. And he says, "Okay, here it goes." And he pushes the buttons, and you see just like
wait, hold on.
Wait, okay,
Wookiee, I love you.
and he hits the button, and you just see like just steam everywhere, and presumably the Wookiee is frozen. And he comes out and he's just frozen in carbonite.
How do you guys
want him? Well, Mac, I think you have an idea here. So, yeah, go for it.
This is how I want him. Like, he's, like, making his...
Okay.
That way, we can put him up in the wall and use him as a coat rack.
Well, I mean... as you say that, Zeke is getting irate. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so as he's in there, like... as you say that, he sort of comes awake. He makes the Wookiee moan, and he makes that sort of Michael Jackson Thriller pose, and just makes the Wookiee noise, and he's frozen like that with his arms out.
He never looked so majestic.